Teams are often the better choice for organizing work, specifically if the work requires diverse perspectives, if the work requires creative thinking, if efficient division of labor is needed, and if strong problem-solving skills are required for success. And when are lone wolves more suitable? Hello and welcome, dear leader of the pack, to today's Lightwolf podcast. My name is Stefan. I'm a leadership catalyst, and I'm so happy that you're taking your time again to be here within the Lightwolf podcast today. Today we are going to talk about a very exciting topic. Teams versus lone wolves. When are teams really the better choice? Let me start with a quote. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Unquote. With this African proverb, I'd like to welcome you to a new episode, a very special episode, because today we are starting a new five-part series here in the Lightwolf podcast on the topic of team leadership. Team leadership is often very relevant in professional life and in the context of leadership. But when are teams really the better solution? And when are lone wolves more suitable? In my experience, lone wolves excel at tasks that require in-depth, highly specialized knowledge and very little coordination. They often work faster. They often work more efficiently if they are left alone without the need for meetings and consensus building. One example from my own time in marketing is the approval of marketing claims by internal lawyers. I was very lucky to be surrounded by very strong people and very strong brands in my first company. Whenever we developed a new advertising campaign, I needed a strong advertising message, a strong claim. And choosing the right one so that it's tenable on the basis of our product performance and defensible against competitors requires an enormous amount of specialist legal expertise and knowledge. In these situations, I needed our in-house lawyers as experts, alone, without large teams. It was her or him and me. That's it. And our lawyers were often very strong. And when are teams really better? Let's first define what team really means. To me, a team is a group of people who work together to achieve a common goal. They share responsibilities, they combine their skills, and they work in a coordinated manner to accomplish their tasks and goals efficiently. In all my experience, teams are superior when innovation is required, complex problems are to be solved, and when quick adaptability is important. In dynamic environments, teams offer flexibility and collective intelligence to overcome challenges effectively. Here are my three main reasons why teams are often the better choice for organizing work. Point number one. Diverse perspectives and creativity. In product development, a team of engineers, designers, and marketers can create innovative and marketable products. While the engineers optimize the technical aspects, designers contribute aesthetic and functional ideas, while marketers understand customer needs and market trends probably the best. This diversity of perspectives, of engineers on technical aspects, designers on aesthetics and functional ideas, and marketers on customer needs and market trends, often leads to more creative and to more successful products. Let me share a personal example on the power of teams on the topic of innovation. As a marketing director Europe, I was once responsible for a brand portfolio with 500 million euros of turnover and a team of about 20 people in the central headquarter in Europe for about 4 years. I benefited from having been responsible for the same brand portfolio in market for a couple of years before I joined Europe. At the beginning, as a European team, we did have problems. Massive problems. We were making 12% loss and had a 0% success rate with our innovations the year before I took over. And I'm not blaming anyone, because the year before I took over this European responsibility was a difficult year after integrating an acquisition. So tough. But fact was, when we started, 12% loss, 0% innovation success. We urgently needed to cut costs and innovate much more successfully. So we formed two major teams. Team one, led by my boss, our European managing director, increased our margin by about 10 percentage points over 4 years by very consistently reducing costs in all areas. Team number two, that I was responsible for, increased profit margin by another 10 percentage points behind more, stronger, and more successful innovation than in all the years before that. In order to achieve that, I built 5 different teams who all together delivered the 10 margin points. And here they are. First, I asked my concept development teams to develop many, many more ideas than we had before. So specifically, I asked the brand managers, once a quarter, ladies and gentlemen, please leave this building. Get out of the company. Find a place where you can be creative without any limits. Bring whoever want to bring. And I remember one of the teams we worked in Geneva, one of the teams brought in a professor for design and creativity from Venezuela. I said, guys, if you have the budget, go ahead, feel free, bring whoever you want. But don't you dare coming back into the office with less than 100 new ideas for your brand. We need at least 100 new concept ideas. If you don't have 100 ideas after 1 day, you stay for a second day. Don't dare to come back with less than 100 new ideas. And that helped, because we suddenly had a huge amount of ideas very early on in the funnel. Second step, we changed the way we did market research. Because in the year before I took over, we just tested 23 ideas, promised all of them to go to market, just delivered 8 to market, and not a single one had worked. Now, we needed to test many more ideas much more frequently, and a brilliant market research team came up with a change, and we shifted from offline to online testing, and those 23 concepts we tested per year became 480 concepts per year, more than 20 times as many, at the same total market research budget of 200,000 euros. Brilliant, brilliant contribution by our market research team. So we suddenly tested many, many more ideas at the same budget. Three, we needed to define and structure what drives innovation success. So I sat down myself, interviewing many other business units in the building who were much more successful than we were at innovation, to understand how they define innovation success drivers. And linking all that knowledge, understanding our category, combining it with my local market knowledge, my team and I then came up with a list, a very short list of a few criteria that we built into a tool that we checked to manage our own innovations. Number four, country cooperation. I quickly realized that collaboration with the markets while existing was suboptimal. And we made about 85% of our European profit with just 3 markets. So I just decided that once a quarter we would spend a day each in country 1, 2, and 3, together with the local market, in order to strengthen the innovation pipeline for the next 3 years. And over time, after we had done these meetings 3-4 times, these country cooperation meetings became another wonderful success driver. And finally, the fifth component of this new process, decision making. While before, decision-making had been fact-based, and it had included some people some of the time, I wanted decision-making on innovation, where we sometimes invested millions behind those decisions, to be more inclusive. I wanted more multifunctional alignment, broader and earlier on in the whole innovation process. So I made sure that my European GM, all the European directors, met once a month for half a day to review all innovations under the leadership of the European category team leads. And we had a simple mechanism of yellow, green, red to make a decision whether an innovation would advance to the next more expensive innovation gate. And all those five changes together, led by different parts of the team, over 3.5 years resulted in 10 percentage points higher profit margin, which would have been absolutely impossible for any lone wolf, for any lone fighter to ever accomplish. This absolutely had to be done with teams, and I was blessed to have so strong people around me. So this is one of my strongest examples I've experienced on the power of teams and innovation, and the power of teams driving different perspectives and creativity, increasing speed to market and delivering much higher success than before. Let's turn to the second point, why teams might be preferable and when teams might be the better option compared to lone wolves. Efficiency through division of labor. Example. Assume you are part of a large IT project. There are different team members that can take on different tasks at the same time, such as programming, testing, and documentation. By dividing the work to a couple of sub-teams who work in parallel, the work can be completed much more quickly as several tasks are processed simultaneously. Compared to a lone wolf, who would have to work sequentially, one task after the other, a team that divides the work can complete this multitude of tasks in significantly less time, which can significantly increase the efficiency of the project and ultimately the success of the innovation you launch. Because being to market at a certain point in time is very important in many industries. So that's the second point, efficiency through division of labor. And a third reason why I experienced that teams can really be a terrific choice is better problem solving. Example, when solving a complex technical problem, such as the development of a new software algorithm, teams benefit from collective intelligence. A team of software developers can discuss different solution approaches together, identify errors more quickly, and develop innovative solutions. This collective problem-solving competence exceeds the capabilities of any lone wolf, as different specialist knowledge and different experience is pooled. And that, in consequence, leads to better problem-solving. So in summary, when do I think are teams really the significantly better choice than lonely fighters? First, diverse perspectives and creativity. Second, efficiency through division of labor. And third, better problem solving. So in a nutshell, concluding, teams are often the better choice for organizing work, specifically if the work requires diverse perspectives, if the work requires creative thinking, if efficient division of labor is needed, and if strong problem-solving skills are required for success. By utilizing the strengths of each team member, complex tasks can be managed more effectively and successfully. By the way, if you too would like to develop a stronger team in your company with more trust, with more productivity, with more success and fun, then please contact us. After working with us in our good to great programs on team productivity, clients typically say statements like, and now I quote, We are seeing more and more team members openly speaking their true minds when issues arise, unquote. The CEO of a fast-growing, very successful business. Or, quote, we clearly deal with each other in a noticeably different way. We talk much more with each other and much less about each other, discuss things more objectively and listen more. Unquote. Chief People and Culture Officer in a tech company. So this is what can happen if you work on team productivity, if you work with us in tandem to help you identify and solve your biggest opportunities, how to turn a group of people working next to each other into a team at all, and how to turn a team into a real high-performance team. We have already helped many small and large companies to become stronger and more successful in the long term. If this is interesting and if this is relevant to you, please contact me. Write an email, look at our website, book a free initial consultation with me via the link in the show notes. It'll be my pleasure to meet you and to listen. So that's it for today on teams versus lone wolves. When are teams truly better? Laying the foundation for our new series of team leadership. I thank you so much for investing your time. I am really glad you joined us. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and found some value. I look forward to a rating and to your feedback. If you can spare the 30 seconds to go into your podcast app right now, I'd really love your rating and your feedback. See you soon. See you next time here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you. Your Stefan.